Mohawk Nation News, Canada's mass murder of Indigenous children, audio, June 2nd, 2021. We are speaking for those who cannot speak in the past, present, and future, the original people of Turtle Island, from the beginning of time to the end of time. Creation placed us here as caretakers, not owners. No part of Turtle Island can be sold, conveyed, or transferred to anyone. It belongs to the unborn. Each Ogwehunwe is the only sovereign who is responsible for all of Turtle Island. Canada and the U.S. have no valid title to any part of Turtle Island. If private corporations like Canada and the United States don't stop making war, they will continue to try to exterminate our children and us. The mass grave of 215 Native children's remains, some as young as 3 years of age, was discovered on Friday, May the 28th, 2021, behind the Kamloops Residential School Death Camp in British Columbia. Leaders of the corporations like Trudeau, Biden, and others are responsible. They cannot negotiate their way out of these premeditated crimes. They must be held responsible by an impartial criminal court and the world of public opinion. Verbal apologies are not acceptable. They cannot buy forgiveness with reparations coming from our own Indian trust funds. Trudeau admits they are wrong and guilty, that these murders are going to be remedied by their reconciliation process. No, you must be judged by the law of the land, Gayanaret Goa, Great Peace, and Deohade Turo, which were placed on Turtle Island by creation from the beginning of time. The West and its beneficiaries speak of peace as long as they don't lose anything that they stole. It is proven that they murdered our people. They have openly admitted to their horrors, speaking on behalf of their government and its people. We have been here since time immemorial. There is no statute of limitation under their law or ours. If they don't immediately leave Turtle Island forever, they must dissolve the legislature, judiciary, and executive. The ruling comes from the original people of Turtle Island. For the genocide they have committed, the governments of Canada and United States should be terminated according to Gayanaret Goa. They were welcomed here as visitors and guests. They committed the worst evils. They are not welcome here. They need to be brought before the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Though the U.S. is not signatory to the treaty setting up the court, they can be prosecuted. Private corporations are not governments. They are businesses that glorify war. For the genocide of us, they are as guilty as the Nazis who were put on trial at Nuremberg after World War II. What would have been the reaction if these murdered children were white? The settlers needed help to work on the farms on our stolen land. Many white children were brought here as indentured servants. They were all white and could run away. Black slaves were then brought here as they were easily recognized. Nevertheless, they worked together to steal the riches of Turtle Island while committing the genocide against us. It was methodical execution of our children. The governments have all the documents on their victims. The hidden dossiers was to bring in as many Native children as possible, kill them, don't report them, and keep collecting the money for the hundreds of dead natives for many years thereafter. Their murders were kept secret. They just killed them and gave them white names for their records. The savage teachers were the killing squads. The RCMP kidnapped the children, brought them to the schools, and delivered them to be experimented on. The Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. has more Indian bones than there are living natives today. It was a human-to-human atrocity by sadistic adults against innocent children. Over 150 million indigenous people of Turtle Island, the Western Hemisphere, from ocean to ocean and pole to pole, were murdered in the biggest Holocaust in all humanity. The U.S. brags about the weapons they are building to maintain their imperial power and have war labs in universities like McGill in Montreal to design weapons of mass destruction. This is the definition of evil. What reason did Canada and the U.S. have for murdering these children? We were a stumbling block to their theft of all of Turtle Island. They tried to exterminate all of us so no one could lay claim to Turtle Island other than themselves. No one would be left to expose them. However, we survived. Atrocities of all atrocities. We know the horror. The United States and Canada continue to try to kill all the eyewitnesses, but they have failed. As a result, the world now knows the real horrors. Had the genocide been completed as planned by the U.S. and Canada, the horrific atrocities would have been hidden from the world forever. This genocide is incomprehensible to a rational human mind. Sorry, and here's a few dollars, mean nothing. The kids pleaded for help, cried. Some ran away, most starved. They were disobedient. They refused to take orders. They got religious threats and otherwise. Our nature is to fight for survival. Canada and U.S. committed crimes that are so calculated and devastating. The people of the world cannot ignore them. Canada even developed the Holocaust and apartheid strategies used by the Nazis, South Africa, and Israel. Remember, there is no statute of limitations under the Gayanerit Goa and the corporate laws of their privately owned businesses. The one percenters created corporations as a fiction to replace humans to avoid liability for any wrongdoing. To steal Turtle Island, they had to annihilate us. The corporation of the Government of Canada is finished and must be dissolved. Prime Minister Trudeau was urged to lower the flags at half-mast, admitting their evil crimes. Nevertheless, these people have to leave Turtle Island immediately. The late and great Johnny Cash stood with us throughout, from the Indian reservation to the governmental school. Well, they're going to educate me to the white man's golden rule, and I'm learning very quickly, for I've learned to be ashamed, and I come when they call Billy, though I've got an Indian name. And there are drums beyond the mountains, Indian drums that you can hear. There are drums beyond the mountain, and they're getting mighty near. Read the Hidden No Longer report by Kevin Annette on the crimes of church and state. Ngawakoa dan tokini gunumwa.